Welcome to the Dominion Embassy Broadcast. Lord, I love to sing your praise. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Proverbs chapter 3 verse 6, the scripture says that in all your ways acknowledge him and he will direct your path. When you acknowledge him, what will he direct? Your path. There are times in life that you acknowledge the Lord, you seek the Lord, you pray to the Lord, and you tell the Lord, Lord, please give me directions in this aspect of my life. And you want to hear the voice of God. You want to hear or maybe see a vision or see a dream or something like that. But after you have waited upon the Lord, Lord, speak to me and all that, you see that he doesn't speak to you. And when you experience a situation like that, it does not mean that God has neglected you or he did not hear your prayer. The Bible says that when you acknowledge him, he is going to direct situations, not you. Situations. So there are circumstances in your life that will be directed. God will start to move them, move people, move circumstances, move your path so that it will come and find you. Hallelujah. So in God leading us, in us following the star in the darkness of life, sometimes you will not see any personal thing God is speaking to you. But because you are a valiant man and you are moving through the night and journeying in the night and not during the day, God is going to just bring things your way, situations your way, circumstances your way, and you will get to your promised land and you enjoy the kingdom of God in your life by following the star. You will get to your destination. Can I have an amen? So, these are moments when God will open doors or close doors. And in the coming years, as you follow the star, after waiting upon the Lord, you are going to have doors close and you will not understand. Is God directing your path? And certain doors will be opened. Is God directing your path? He did not direct you. But as you were going your own way, a door opened. Because this is a guidance where he is directing your situations and not necessarily you. And during such times, you don't feel directed. During such times where he's directing your situations, you yourself, your person, you don't feel God is with you. You don't feel comforted. You feel as if you are just moving in the dark. But no, you are not moving in the dark. God is ordering your steps and he's taking you to the Messiah. He's taking you to the King for his rule to be manifest in your life. So there are times in your life you will not feel spiritual, Shepherd Adam, but God is still directing your steps. Don't feel discouraged that when I wait upon the Lord, he never even says anything to me. He directs you. Now, let's move on. Two types of guidance. Two types of guidance. You are going to experience also two types of guidance on your way to where God has ordained for you. Number one is that God is going to allow you to use your wisdom. This is a type of guidance where God allows you to use your wisdom, your understanding, your inclinations, and your desires. He uses your wisdom, your understanding, your inclinations, and your desires as he watches you. He uses your wisdom, your desires, your tendencies, your understanding as he watches you. Psalm 32, verse 8 to 9. There the Lord says that I will guide you with my eyes. I will lead you in the way that you should go. I will guide you with my eyes. In other words, I am guiding you. You are following the star, but it is the eyes of God that he is using to guide you. And he says that do not be like the horse or like the mule who has no understanding. In other words, don't behave as if you don't have inclinations or you don't have desires. Don't behave as if you have no wisdom in your life, because he expects you during this time to use your understanding. Because there are times that you are going to experience God guiding you, but he is not saying anything to you. He expects you to use your tendencies, what he has already built into you, your training, your wisdom. In the book of 1 Samuel 10:7, the Bible says that the prophet said to King Saul that when you see all these signs, three signs that were given to King Saul after he was anointed by Samuel, Samuel told him that when you see all these things, do what is in your heart, because God is with you. So there are times that you just do what is in your heart, what your desires are, because God is with you. But that is when you have been anointed. You do what is in your heart because God is with you. 1 Corinthians 7 verse 12, Paul says that what I am telling you is not from the Lord, it is from me. And then he ends up saying that, but I know that I also have the Spirit of God. In other words, what he was saying to them concerning the marriage at that time was not as if God has spoken directions unto him, but his own inclinations, he was speaking it out. And he said that I know that I am being guided by the Lord. I also have the Spirit of God. But this guidance is not like God has spoken to me that I should direct the unmarried this way and the married that way. It's my own inclinations. He was not a married man, and he was speaking his inclinations. But those inclinations were built there by God, and so they constitute the scripture. John chapter 15 verse 7, Jesus said, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, you can ask whatever you want. You can depend on your inclinations, on your desires, provided you are abiding in him. That is what I meant, 1 Samuel chapter 10, you are anointed. You are abiding in him and his word is abiding in you. Follow your inclinations, because then it would have been a sanctified inclination. And it is a guidance of the Lord. There is a high price with that one, as you can see. Okay? So, two types of guidance. The first one I've spoken is when God allows you to use your own inclination. There are times he allows us to do that, and I've given you enough conditions. The second type of guidance is when he allows the use of other people's wisdom. God allows the use of other people's wisdom. In our bid to journey from the east, from Ur of the Chaldees, even to the place of the kingdom, where we can discover the king, as we move through the darkness of night, God is going to allow you to use other people's wisdom, other people's inclinations, other people's desires. You know, he will allow for other people to counsel you. Because there are times that you try to seek the Lord and wait upon the Lord and you are not hearing anything. It's okay. Because God may have ordained for you to be guided by another person. Like the Apostle Paul, Ananias, as it were, spoke part of Paul's calling unto him. So Paul's call to the Gentiles was partially spoken by Ananias, that God says I should come and just receive your sight, and then he has called you, whatever thing. He gives some direction to the Apostle Paul. So there are times that God will allow other people to guide you. James chapter 3 verse 17. Bible says that the wisdom that is from above, that is the guidance that is from above, is easy to be entreated. In other words, other people can entreat you or prevail upon you or tell you to do something. And that is also a means that God will guide you. So please seek godly counsel. Sometimes we entangle our lives in webs that we should not entangle our lives in, just because we don't seek godly counsel. Because we feel like, well, God should speak to me. But so far, He has not spoken to you. Perhaps the reason is that He wants you to use other people's wisdom. Because in life, some people are ahead of you. And so they can guide you and help you to organize your life and help you to organize your family and help you to organize your children. Don't be afraid. Be humble enough to seek, because God will always give grace to the humble. And He will resist the proud all the time. So, there is a guidance, a type of guidance, where Jethro, for example, will call Moses, tell him to sit down, and tell Moses that organize the people this way. And at the end of the day, he tells him, what I am saying to you is from the Lord. And Moses listens to his father-in-law and organizes the church in the wilderness. There are times that God will allow Ahithophel, who was a wise counselor, to even give advice to David, who was a prophet. Do this way, do it that way. It's not advisable for you to do it this time. Ladies and gentlemen, God wants us to do well. He wants His kingdom to be manifest in our lives. But it calls for a life of obedience. It calls for a life of knowing the ways of God and being filled with wisdom, like the wise men, to follow the star even when it is a dark time in your life. And when there are other stars that can confuse you. Let's move on. I want to talk to you about five modes of guidance. In the natural, there are five modes of guidance that is in the physical world. Five modes of guidance. We call it the five senses. So you are guided by seeing, by hearing, by touching, by tasting, by smelling. There are five ways that you are guided. Sometimes you don't see anything, you hear, and then maybe you pass a certain place. Sometimes you don't hear, you don't see, but you smell. And so the smell is also a source of guidance. But these are what I call modes of guidance. Those of you who came a little late, we've talked about two levels of guidance, two kinds of guidance, two types of guidance, and we are looking at five modes of guidance. Now, you need to understand that seeing is talking about signs, S-I-G-N-S. Hearing is talking about guided by a sound or by a word, a voice. Touching is talking about guided by contact. So you can be guided by contact. Now, tasting is talking about guidance by experience. And then smelling is talking about guidance by discernment. Now you need to learn to put yourself in different modes. Like a machine can be put in a certain mode for it to function or receive something. You also need to learn to put yourself in various modes for guidance to come to your life. Because I believe that as the wise people were traveling in the night, I told you that it was an odd life to travel in the night when the stars are there and to rest during the day, because the world will travel during the day and rest during the night. But in your bid to follow the Lord, God will require you to put yourself in a certain mode. I believe that the wise people, when they had difficulty, they just had to switch to a certain mode so that they can receive guidance. And I must say that nobody is disadvantaged relative to guidance. You know, in the natural, when somebody is blind, you may pity the person that the person is blind. He cannot see anything. So he cannot get to his destination. But you know that that's not true. Although he cannot see, his sense of smell may be very strong. And so he can just scent his way to where he is going. Or maybe his sense of touch may be very strong. Whereas you can touch and feel that, well, there's the same as that. He touches because he cannot see. There's grace for a certain mode in his life. And he's able to make his way. And he gets to where he's going. So nobody is disadvantaged when it comes to guidance. That, well, Lord, me, I don't hear the voice of God. Me, it doesn't happen to me like that. Me, I don't dream. Me, it doesn't happen to you. You don't have to force yourself. Hallelujah. Because nobody is disadvantaged. All that you have to do is to learn to switch mode. Learn to switch mode. Because in seeing, I haven't preached half. I'll follow the star. Well, we'll end it somewhere. But in seeing, God is going to give you glimpses. Glimpses. Unspoken physical evidence of what He has got for you.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Because practically in life, some things happen to you as a sign of something else, so that you get a glimpse. It is not spoken, but you have an evidence of where God is taking you or how God is guiding you. When you talk about guidance, the mode of sound, that is where you have a lot of inspiration. That one you receive with inspiration. There are times that God guides you, but it doesn't come with much inspiration. Especially when it is with seeing. But when it is with the sound, when it is with a voice, it comes by much inspiration. But it's also God guiding you. By touch, God will allow you to contact certain people and certain things. He will expose you. Now the exposure God gives you can tell where He is guiding you to. The exposure that He gives you is not for anything. It is for something. He is guiding you to something. So, sometimes He will just make you touch something and you will leave it. He is just giving you a foretaste, or so to speak. He is just giving you a little contact, a little exposure, so that you can get an idea of where God is leading your life to. But this is by experience. This is where God will actually put you into something. Actually take you and deposit you into something. You experience that thing. Take you into the promised land. You go and spy out. You pick some of the grapes of the promised land. And that should give you an idea that God is giving you that place. But He let you experience just a little part of it. There are guidance that God is going to give to your life to take you to His kingdom, to His rule, where He will pick you and put you in a certain environment. I call that a simulator. God will simulate where you will eventually be. A simulator is something that is similar to the real thing. So when a pilot is being trained, they will not straight away put him into a plane in the air. They have a simulator that is similar to a plane, the cockpit of a plane, and they will put the person there. And then the plane will face bad weather like that. You see clouds rolling, you see wind and the sound and everything. It's not a real thing, it's just a simulator. It's something similar to the real situation that God is guiding your life into. But before he puts you there, he will put you in a situation that is similar. It's a simulator. Make you experience it a little bit. That is not your end. That is something that God is just letting you glide over into the real situation. And that can give you a clue as to how God is guiding your life. Hallelujah. The mode of smell is the mode of discernment. There are times that you will not see anything, hear anything, taste anything. You will not experience anything. And some of you are going to be guided that way. You just have to develop your smell. Ability to discern that in the midst of the darkness, as we are following the star, God is in this thing. There is no sign. There is no voice. There is no experience. But deep down, you discern, you perceive that you are on track. You perceive that this track you are on, you perceive. You know that it's fine, it's doing what everybody is doing. But deep down, you see that this thing, hallelujah. So let us learn to switch mode. Nobody is disadvantaged. Now let's look at means of guidance as we end. Oh man. Means of guidance. Means of guidance. Five means of guidance I have discovered from God's word. Number one, revelational gifts. Number two, dreams. I've chosen to separate dreams from revelational gifts because of Job. Now, number one is revelational gifts. You know, revelational gifts are word of knowledge, word of wisdom, discernings of spirits. God guides us through these means. Number two is the word of God. He guides us through the word of God. Number three is dreams. He guides us through dreams. Number four is audible voice. Audible voice is a voice that you hear. Acts 13 verse 2. So Saul will hear, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" It's a voice, audible voice that you hear. A word behind you saying, "This is the way, walk ye in it." So sometimes God speaks audibly to us. Number five, supernatural. Supernatural. That is where you have Jesus appearing, angelic appearance and guidance. So these are five ways that God uses to guide us. Now, I want us to end it this way. The Bible says in our text that these wise men were living in the east. Can we all say the east? Can we say it again? Now the east in the Hebrew, in the Greek, is a place of the rising sun. Is a place of the rising sun. It's a place of the rising sun. We all know that the sun rises in the east and sets in the west. So I believe that God wants us to be like wise men who dwell in the place of the light. The east is talking about a place where you see light first before anybody else sees it. A place where you see life, L-I-F-E, first before anybody sees it. A place where you see a new beginning first before anybody sees it. No wonder these people saw the star when the people of Israel could not see anything. So I believe that God is calling us to live our lives in the East. Can we all say the East again? You see, there is a place in God for people who see things for the first time that latecomers do not have. Yes, there is a place in God where people who see things for the first time have, which latecomers do not have. Apostle Paul was a wonderful man of God, but believe me, the time that he entered the Christian life was different from the time that Peter and the apostles, the 12 apostles, also entered. And so although he did so much that we can even sometimes say Paul did more than Peter, is it can for, yet if you read the book of Revelation, you get to understand there is a place that Peter has that Paul does not have. Because the gates of the city, the foundation of the New Jerusalem, has the names of the 12 apostles written on it. Paul's name is not there. So there is a place in God where if you see the light, if you see the thing for the first time, you have that the latecomers do not have. Let us endeavor to live in the East, a place where we will begin life. Hallelujah. So God used these three people to impact Jesus in a manner that nobody impacted Jesus. I can comfortably say that the most important visitors that Jesus Christ had during his infancy when he was 2 years old were these wise men. They were the most important. Can you imagine these wise men when they came? Do you know what they did to Jesus? They imparted unto Jesus Christ something that was inside of Jesus already. They imparted wisdom in three realms unto Jesus. The first wisdom they imparted was power over men. Power over men. That's their giving them Jesus Christ gold. They were giving Jesus wisdom over men, over finances. No wonder the Bible says that Jesus Christ grew in wisdom. He grew in wisdom. Because during the time where he was being imparted, his life was being formed, his formative years, wise people came around and they deposited a spirit of wisdom in finances, in power over men, in the realm of earth, to Jesus. The second thing that they imparted unto Jesus was power with God. Power with God. That is a frankincense. Incense is power with God. As you burn incense to God, you cause God to rise up. So Jesus Christ, the Bible says, grew in wisdom and in favor with men and with God. Because in his formative years, these people brought Jesus Christ a certain power. They gave him incense to burn and obtain power in heaven. Incense is talking about power in heaven. Gold is talking about power on earth. And the third wisdom they imparted Jesus was with power with Satan. That's the man. Power over death. Power over the underworld. So Jesus grew with power on earth, power in heaven, and power in the underworld. Because these people who lived in the East, God used them to impart Jesus. I want to recommend to all of us, let us endeavor to live in the Garden of Eden, which was planted at the east side of Eden. The garden was planted at the place where you see the sun first, before all other people in Eden will see the light. God placed them there, and he said that I want you to have a taste of the beginning. In Jesus' name, amen.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name on.